And we're going to stay right here because I think LeVar Batts is headed our way. And we're going to chat with the Wolfpack freshman tonight who certainly had an impact on this game in a variety of ways. 7 points, four assists. He had one steal and really provided some energy off the bench. And you know, give Braxton Beverly a little bit of a break. Braxton played 30 minutes, but LeVar was able to come in the game and distribute the basketball and help NC State out. LeVar, let me ask you, and thanks for coming out here first and foremost, but when you get in a game like this where everybody's sharing the ball, 28 assists on 42 made baskets, is this the most fun you can have as a basketball player when it gets going like that?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. When the ball's moving and it's not sticking, everybody's getting their shots off, and just the ball movement, so it was fun. Everybody had fun. And when everybody's having fun and everybody's playing their game and there's no arguments, I mean, the game is fun. The game is always fun.
One of the keys that we thought might be big before the game was to force more turnovers that led to easy baskets. You were able to do that. The ball pressure was really good. What was the defensive focus from Coach Keats before the game?
I mean, that's what he emphasized to me when he first was recruiting me, was my ball pressure. I'm quick with my hands. I'm quick on my feet. So he felt like I can disrupt the ball a lot. So, and then that's what he emphasizes, just not to me, but our whole team. So he feels like, all right, the team we play, we're hard, we're up, we're gritty. We're getting the guys, deflection, steals. So that's why I came in. That's what we got to come into every game with.
You practice with Al Freeman every day. Did you figure it was just a matter of time before he'd start getting it going again with the shooting on the perimeter?
Oh, yeah. I know Al. I mean, Al's a really, really good shooter. I mean, once he get hot, as you saw tonight, it's a wrap. I mean, catching it on the fly, off the dribble. Al's a versatile player. When it comes to scoring, he can defend as well. I mean, he's going to make some noise in the ACC. So that's one person I can say the ACC should watch out for.
LeVar, how important was it to play the way State played tonight, knowing that there are no more non-conference games? You're going to Clemson on December 30th, and you start the ACC season. How important was it to put together a performance like State had tonight?
It was kind of like a message. So going into this break, knowing that we're not taking no days off, because our coach, he emphasized that a lot of schools, after tonight, they're going on break. So they already turning in, like, all right, let's get this game over with. Their mind's not in there or whatever. They're just ready to go on break. But with us, he emphasized we still have to go hard, like if we're still playing and getting ready for the next game. So by us going into break with this big win is adding fuel to our fire, to, all right, let's keep working hard. Let's go ahead and let's win another one. Let's start a streak. Let's see how many wins we can get in a row nonstop.
Well, it's been quite a journey for you. You come here in the summertime. All of a sudden you're a college basketball player. That's your dream. That's what you were looking forward to doing. Kind of describe what this journey's been like for you since you got here.
I mean, the journey's been well. I mean, on and off the court. I mean, the classroom has been good. NC State period has been really well. Been treating me well. I mean, the decision I made to come here, I feel like it was a good decision. From high school and basketball transition, it's a big transition. I mean, the work is harder, but I mean, this is what I wanted. This is what I worked for. So it's here. So I gotta work. I gotta grind.
Pack knocks down 19 threes tonight. That's a season high. And in some of the previous games, State wasn't very good from beyond the arc. Do you think this can be a good three-point shooting team as you get into ACC play when the competition gets better?
Oh, yes, sir. We could be a great three-point shooting team. Brax Beverly, Sam Hunt, Al Freeman. I hit a couple. I mean, we just have shooters all around. And then also with Amir Yurtseven, he can also hit it from 3-2. Lenard Freeman, he's been working on his three. He can hit some. Malik Abu. So I feel like throughout our whole bench, everybody can hit. Sean, he can hit the three. You see, he almost hit one tonight. So I feel like we can have a deadly shooting team.
You grew up watching ACC basketball. Your next game will be at Little John, your first conference game. Are you really excited to see what it's all about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, my team is, it was like a lot of stuff we letting teams that we letting teams get away with, and they missing in the ACC. They converting that. That's a bucket. So if we mess up on a rotation and they miss, he was like, in the ACC, it's faster, guys are bigger. So He was like, they keep telling me I haven't seen nothing yet. So, I mean, they was like, they're not trying to scare me. They was like, just keep working. I mean, this is what we're here for. I mean, it's nothing to be scared of. Everybody put their shorts on like everybody else, so we just got to go out there and play.
All right, ACC, next up, trip down to Clemson. LeVar, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Hey, thanks for having me.